They tried to ban it, but the show will go on.
The critics have spoken. The Bible, the complete word of God abridged, is in the style of Monty Python's Life of Brian. It is juvenile, but not blasphemous.
Jesus, for Peter, for
Peter. Irish Supreme Court.
Can I get an amen for the way of the Lord?
Amen!
Better than the book. Minister from the Church of Scotland who told us that in person one time.
Computers were on Noah's Ark.
No, silly. Computers were in the Garden of Eden.
Matt, we've covered this. Eve had an apple,
right?
A decision to cancel the reduced Shakespeare Company's play about the Bible in Newton Abbey has been reversed. Some councillors say it's blasphemous and should not be shown. The number this morning, 08459 555 678. Here's what happened last night. The council's artistic board, which had pulled the play, decided to put it back on, and the full council then ratified that decision. Our reporter Lisa McAllister was at the meeting last night, which at times was bad-tempered. She's been talking to councillors and concerned Christians.
I'm Councillor Mandy Garvin. Very disappointed, yes, but I accept the democratic view. But as a Christian councillor, and no matter what the councillors said at the meeting, those two things are not separate. Those two things come hand in hand. I can't take my Christian views out of being a councillor. I don't leave them at the door of the council chamber. I bring them with me. So at all times, I'm a Christian. And that doesn't change when I'm in the chamber. So I have to stand up for Christian values.
But is it right for you to try and impose those views on ratepayers who don't share them?
I am not trying to impose my views on anyone. I gave my views. Making a mockery of the Bible, and as a Christian, I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and the Bible means a lot to believers. And then for someone to make a mockery of that is very hurtful.
Noreen McClelland, SDLP councillor. And I'm just delighted to say that our play will go on. It will be on Wednesday night and Thursday night, and I would ask as many people as possible to come and show their support. I think the general public have spoken. I had four or five emails about from people who didn't want it to go ahead. I have had many hundreds from people who did.
You obviously feel very strongly that this play shouldn't go ahead, and you came out to support your local councillors who were voting against it.
Yes, well, it's it shouldn't have went ahead because it is blasphemy against God's word.
You say you're a ratepayer in the borough, but there are other ratepayers who don't see it as being blasphemous. What would you say to them?
Well, they need to read the Bible, and judge the play by what the Bible says. I mean, the play's blaspheming the Bible, obviously. And, the Bible's a serious book. It's God's infallible, inerrant and inspired word. And every Christian should be standing up and opposing it.
Will you be planning a protest on Wednesday night?
Well, we'll wait and see what the outcome is with people in the area.
Pat McCudden, Alliance Councillor, representing the Ballyclare DEA. I think, despite the rough and tumble tonight, justice was done, and the play goes ahead. And if people want to see it, that's great. If people object to it, well, they have every right to object, but not stop it. So I felt that the DEP were treating ratepayers with some arrogance and insulting their intelligence. And I felt at the end of the day, justice was done.